Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. Today, I will be on the 5 o'clock news in Colorado, Channel 7, talking about Colorado Right to Life's resolution, personhood resolution that they are urging people to take to their caucus tonight. It's Super Tuesday, to promote personhood, to get signatures, and to become a delegate at their convention, their county convention coming up. Now, so we'll talk about that, and in a little bit, we'll go through those resolutions from Colorado Right to Life. You can get them. If you live in Colorado or even another state, you can go to their website and get ideas as to what to do if you have a caucus that you can go to, a neighborhood meeting. So we'll talk about that. Also, Will Duffy almost got beat up at the Romney campaign stop on Friday, and I reported live from that event. But while I was reporting, unbeknownst to me, Will was in the fight for his life. Well, it wasn't that bad. But we'll have Will on in just 1 minute to talk about that. He was being literally assaulted by the beautiful people supporting pro-abortion Mitt Romney for president. And today, Super Tuesday, Romney lost already in West Virginia all 18 delegates. He lost. Bad start of the day for him. If you saw his stump speech there, this is no exaggeration. Mitt Romney's stump speech, broadcast nationally this morning on Super Tuesday, was written explicitly to combat American Right to Life's accusation that sticking that Mitt Romney is a pro-abort. He was singing his anti-abortion pro-life praises this morning. And of course, it's all a lie. His campaign staff, he undoubtedly saw the New York Times article on Saturday with the American Right to Life logo and American Right to Life abortion opponents versus Romney supporters. And then finally, I want to talk through how Romney lost in West Virginia today. Why is it over? It's just the middle of the day. Well, they have a convention there, and there was some political maneuvering that resulted in Romney losing. And then finally, Apple today, the big news from Apple is their 32 gigabyte iPod Touch. Will Duffy, welcome to Bob Enyart Live.
Hey, Bob, great to be here.
iPod Touch.
That's right, 32 gig iPod Touch.
32 gigabytes. A lot of people, anyone over 40 doesn't know what that means, but that's a lot of storage.
Yeah, I think that might just be enough storage to put all of the Bob Enyart Bible studies on one item.
Every Bible study we have over 40. We have 2,000 hours of Bible teaching through the Bible, including topical Bible studies on criminal justice, predestination, free will, book after book, creation, evolution, so many neat resources. And you could put all of that on one Apple iPod Touch, 32 gigabytes, that's 32 billion bytes of information, and still have room left over for thousands of songs.
That's right. That'd be great. Or thousands of BEL shows.
Oh, that's right, because we have those too. So someone could really fry their brain on this if they wanted to. Hey, Will, so that's exciting, and it's our telethon, our annual telethon, and Bob Enyart Live, we have a goal this month of $25,000, and it's going to be hard because even on today's show, we're not taking time for the telethon. There's too much to talk about.
That's right.
So
we bring you the news.
We bring you the news, the biblical Christian worldview perspective, and how to best use your resources to fight the spiritual battle, promote the gospel of Jesus Christ, protect the innocent. And we put our all into this battle. I mean our all. I think we'll... You know, we didn't know I was going to mention this today on the show, Will, but I think you work 80 to 100 hour weeks from what I can tell. Is that about right?
Yeah, that's about right.
That's an 80 hour week is a light week. And the same is true for me. And I'm getting old. You're young. You're 24?
24.
Yeah, I'm old. I don't even know how old I am. I'm more than double your age. And 80, 90-hour, 100-hour weeks since at least April. That's what it's been like for me and my family. And we put all of Bob and Yurt Live into the battle to uphold the Christian standard of morality as it flows from God, our Creator, Jesus Christ, to us. And that's a vital battle. And so we need the help of people in the audience to ensure that Bob and Yurt Live could continue. When we look at everything we've accomplished this last year, and just imagine what we can do if we stand together and fight for another year. It's exciting.
Yeah, it is. I think we can reach that goal. A lot of listeners out there, and you know, it's really not that much. I listen to some, on occasion, some other Christian radio stations, yeah. K-Love or something like that. Mm-hmm. Their telethons are for hundreds of thousands. This is tens of thousands.
Yeah, that's
and that's
right.
Just music. That's just feel-good music. Yeah. This is the front lines of the battle on this world.
That's right. And there are telethons where they raise millions of dollars, but these are stations that are on 24 hours a day. We're on a half hour a day. And these are shows that are on 50, 100 stations. We're on one station, although the most powerful Christian station in the country. We thank God for that, AM 670 KLTT. And so we need the sacrificial support of every listener who realizes the value of what we're doing. We need you. We need your help. Otherwise, we can't do it. Okay, so, Will, let's go on into the news. Now, Friday, Mitt Romney came to Denver, and it was a stunning event for him and his campaign. They were in shock because of the well-organized, significant protest against him by pro-lifers. American Right to Life's banner, full color, gorgeous logo, the eagle charging forward to the goal, protecting the baby in his right wing. That banner, that logo, the best in the pro-life movement, was in the New York Times on Saturday in an article talking about Mitt Romney's campaign falling to pieces. And they presented it as American Right to Life, here's abortion opponents exchanging words with Romney supporters, making it clear that Mitt Romney is being viewed as a pro-abort, because seems like he is.
Yeah, Bob, I'm still trying to get my voice back from Friday, from that event. Mm. But it was really quite a shock to most people, because everybody kind of assumes still, unfortunately, that the Republican Party is the pro-life party. And I would say the majority of the people attending Romney's rally assumed he was pro-life, and to see people there protesting him for his stance and views on abortion, they were shocked.
Now, there were quite a few people who couldn't care less, even pro-life Christians, who couldn't care less if he's a pro-abort because they're campaigning rah-rah cheerleaders. It's like it's the Super Bowl, so they don't care. But then there were people who did care, and they came up and they wanted to know, why are we saying this? And many of them, I was taking a mental count of all the people who were stunned to see that Romney had signed a law to pay for elective abortions 2 years after he supposedly became pro-life. And that's just in 2006. So he's flat out lying to Christians for their vote.
Yeah, I had one lady come up to me, and she was, you know, really concerned about our sign. And she said, I need to know why you're here, because this is the first issue that I look at before I support someone, is the life issue. And she said, I'm supporting Romney because I thought he was pro-life. What's going on? And I explained to her that he did sign in April 2006 the Massachusetts Healthcare Reform Law, which used tax dollars to fund elective abortions. Mm. And she's basically said, that's all I need to know, and left the rally.
Mm-hmm. She had a family with her. I remember that gal. She had a family with her. And there were a significant number of people who did care, but they weren't in the majority. The majority didn't care. And a good number of the people supporting Romney are pro-aborts. So it was such a significant event with these huge, huge signs that said Mitt funds abortion, and the truth truck with these massive pictures, 6 by 15 feet or something, 6 feet tall, 15 feet wide, of pictures of aborted children, courtesy of the White's Company.
That's right.
That's Will Duffy's the founder of the Collaborators Project. So that was powerful. And then the American Right to Life banner, and then all the media and the New York Times putting the banner in their Tuesday edition. So this is all wildly significant against Mitt Romney, whose campaign is crumbling because he's being viewed as a pro-abort. He's not just being viewed as waffling, but as a pro-abort. He is a pro-abort. So you went up. When Romney came out of the building, he made a big mistake. His handlers weren't smart enough to know you don't stand next to a 25-foot-high concrete wall when there are pro-lifers chanting, Mitt is pro-abortion. Mitt is pro-abortion. He stood in the perfect place where we could just boom that message through the crowd. But then you went up and mingled into the crowd. You got real close to Mitt Romney, and the media was interviewing him, and everything got quiet. Then what happened?
Yeah, a lot of people left before he came outside. They probably weren't expecting he was going to do that. And so I kind of looked at the situation and thought, hey, I could probably get pretty close to Mitt Romney. So I walked up. I got about 15 to 20 feet away. And everybody was trying to be so quiet because Free Before didn't have a speaker system and people wanted to hear what Mitt Romney was saying to the media. Probably a good 8, 10, 12 cameras and mics there. So it was dead silent. People are just stretching their ears trying to hear what Mitt Romney is saying. And I just thought, now's my chance. And I just started yelling as loud as I could, Mitt's pro-abortion, repeatedly. And it was a shock. It was a shock to Mitt Romney. It was a shock to the media that was there. And it was a shock to the crowd. They didn't really know what to do. So they all started booing me. One person booed.
Yeah. So now I'm doing an interview while this is happening, so I'm not quite aware of it until later. But tell me if this is right. You start shouting, Mitt is pro-abortion. The crowd starts booing. But it looks like, with all the cameras on Mitt Romney, it looks like they're booing Mitt Romney. He's in shock, so they all stop booing. And then when they stop booing, you start chanting, Mitt is pro-abortion, Mitt is pro-abortion, again.
Exactly, yeah. The booing sounded like Romney was being booed, maybe for something he had just said.
Right.
And so they realized their mistake, so they stopped booing, and I just started right up again.
Right. And then things got a little bit ugly.
Yeah, things got a little ugly. They didn't really know what to do at that point, so they decided, well, if we can't be loud, maybe we should try and physically stop him. And they were handing out these foam mitts, these foam red mitts you could put on your hand, mm-hmm. which had a picture of a baseball mitt and said, support Mitt.
Mm-hmm.
And so people were trying to shove that in my face, even in my mouth, to stop me from saying this. And so I was fighting that. I had some guy behind me elbowing me, punching me in the back. Someone else was trying to trip me and throw me down to the ground. Because they're so upset that I'm exposing Mitt Romney for who he is.
And by the way, Will, we've been doing these protests for 20 years, and that's the way pro-aborts act at a protest. I mean, we've been out on the streets 1,000 times, and when there are pro-aborts, pro-homosexual, atheists, whatever, they come and they do their deal, we don't physically assault them. We don't cuss at them. You deal with it. You deal with it. Anyway, the Romney crowd, this wasn't a specially hand-picked Romney crowd. This is just the typical Romney campaign stop crowd. They were acting the way you'd expect pro-aborts to act. But so then what happened?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And I fought for all I could, but I never stopped one thing. And that was chanting Mitt's pro-abortion. Mitt is pro-abortion. So they didn't know what to do, so they just went berserk. They started screaming, swearing, screaming obscenities at me, and that again got the attention of Mitt Romney, the media, and his bodyguards. Something was going on in the crowd, and they didn't know what it was.
Right, and thank you for being there, making that happen. So then the biggest bodyguard in the world came and came up to you, and then what happened?
Yeah, I didn't know what to do there. I didn't know what to expect, but yeah, he was a big guy, and he politely just said, let's take a walk. And he just put his hand on my lower back, and I couldn't leave because people wanted to come scream in my face.
So the crowd was preventing you from leaving. So in that case, the logical thing to do is to chant, Mitt is pro-abortion.
Exactly. I didn't fight him. I just started chanting again, Mitt is pro-abortion. And now the security guard is not mad at me. He's mad at the people for not letting me get out of there. It was great. You can't write a better script.
That is great. And so Saturday, then, the New York Times article about Mitt Romney's campaign is falling apart. And the caption under the photograph In a newspaper or a magazine, the number one read bit of text on any newspaper page is the caption underneath a photograph. And so here's the photograph of obvious tension at a Mitt Romney campaign stop in Denver, Colorado, at Freeway Ford. And there's a banner, beautiful banner, American Right to Life, the eagle protecting the baby in its right wing, and some angry woman protester. I'm conservative. I'm supporting Mitt Romney. And the caption is, abortion opponents exchange words with Romney supporters. It was perfect to show that abortion opponents are against Mitt Romney. Why? Because he's pro-abortion. That was just great.
Yeah, it was a great event.
Okay. So now let's go to today in West Virginia. Today's Super Tuesday. 24 states have primaries or conventions. And it's all over and it's all said and done with in Virginia, West Virginia, because they had a convention, 1,100 delegates. And Mitt Romney went and spoke to the convention. And so did Mike Huckabee. And it's interesting what happened. Now, you know the story.
Well, I would think that, you know, hopefully Romney would continue with what he's been doing his whole campaign, and he hasn't really mentioned abortion thus far.
No, Romney couldn't care less about abortion. He's been trying to avoid it after he lied and said, I've governed as a pro-lifer, which is a complete lie that Ann Coulter picked up in mouths for him, that Mitt Romney governed as a pro-lifer. Ann, that's not true. It's a lie, and you didn't do the research, or you did and you don't care. You're just repeating his campaign soundbite. Mitt Romney governed as a pro-abort right up to the end. So he's a pro-abort. And he went this morning and he was proclaiming himself as the anti-abortion leader of the free world. That was his issue. In all his glory, he is a defender of life. He's against abortion. He's pro-life. And the crowd cheered.
I wonder why there's such a change.
Yeah, all of a sudden it matters that he's pro-life because it's Super Tuesday and he's getting slaughtered on that issue because National Right to Life's leadership is waning and their political architect of 30 years, James Bopp, their general counsel, who has betrayed the unborn, is on Mitt Romney's campaign lying to people saying he's pro-life when he's a pro-abort. Mitt Romney is a pro-abort. And so Romney, doing this damage control this morning, was desperately trying to say to the voting, you know, 24 states, I'm pro-life. And then it was at a convention. So it's all done. The convention's over in West Virginia. And actually, Mitt Romney went into that convention with more delegates than any other candidate. So he should have won, except there was political, you know, backdoor deals and politics make strange bedfellows. And so all the McCain supporters threw their support to Mike Huckabee. And so Huckabee won all 18 delegates in West Virginia. And the McCain supporters, they don't like Mike Huckabee, but they want to defeat Mitt Romney. And not for good reasons. They don't know what they're talking about. They're just people who want to have a say, and they don't understand the fundamental moral issue. And so anyway, they're having fun. They're playing politics. But Mitt Romney lost. He had the worst start possible to Super Tuesday. He lost the first contest to report final results. All 18 delegates went to Mike Huckabee. So that's what happened in West Virginia today.
Yeah, it was a tactical maneuver, and it sounded like it worked. And obviously our goal throughout this whole thing is to help show Mitt Romney how important the life issue is and help him to become pro-life.
Well, that's a great point. If Mitt Romney would become opposed to abortion and support the God-given right to life for the unborn, that'd be great. He could repent of his wickedness and become and honor God. Boy, he had a long way to go. But he could do that. But that is part of the goal. And the other part is to provide new, committed pro-life leadership in America, where we are not going to sell out to the Republican candidate with the most money and the best lies. We're not going to do that. That's normal for National Right to Life and Jay Sekulow and Pat Robertson and the Christian Coalition and on and on and on. Bob Jones III. That's the normal routine. And American Right to Life is in town. There's a new sheriff. And the future is going to be different one way or the other. And we thank God for that. Now, Will, if you'd like to stick with me on this, I'd like to now talk about Colorado Right to Life and the emails they sent out urging people to go to their caucus. So can we talk about that?
Yeah, that'd be great.
All right. Now, in Colorado, we have a caucus system. If you have a primary, you go today to the polls if you're in a Super Tuesday primary state and you vote. You know, some people vote for Alan Keyes. If they know right from wrong, they're not going to vote for a pro-abort. There's somebody who says America's not ready to stop abortion, so I'm not going to do anything about it. They're going to vote for someone who fears God and will protect the innocent. So that'd be Alan Keyes. Now, if you go to a caucus, it's a little different. It's a neighborhood meeting. And you can find out if you – I'll talk about Colorado now, all right? But if you're in another state, of course, you have your own system. But you could go to ColoradoRightToLife.org for ideas on what to do in a caucus in another state. And let me read to you from an email they sent out. Now, well over 1,000 of these emails went out targeted last night and a handful to the media. And so that's why I ended up being interviewed by Channel 7 News today, and that'll air in the 5 o'clock hour. But Colorado Right to Life urges everyone to go to their local precinct caucus, i.e. your neighborhood meeting, Tuesday evening at 7 p.m. Things to do while there. And Will, the reporter for Channel 7 News, asked me during the interview if this was a little deceptive. And I'll get to the answer in a moment. But they said, Colorado Right to Life's email says, things to do while there. First, introduce the two resolutions below, a personhood resolution and a judiciary crisis resolution. Second, volunteer to be elected as delegate to your county convention. And third, bring a personhood petition to collect signatures. To vote, you have to be registered by December 4th. Just click here, ColoradoGOP.org, to find out where your local caucus is being held. You put in your zip code. And suggestions. Arrive a bit early. Arrive 10 minutes early, 6:50. Find out if the group tends toward liberal views. And this is where the reporter asked if this is a little deceptive. Find out if the group tends toward liberal views by bringing up the war, education, healthcare, etc. If the group is conservative, they say do these three things. If the group is liberal, then only do this one thing. Okay, so let's go through those. If the group is conservative, introduce the two resolutions below to be voted on. Bring one or two printouts of each resolution. Now, if you live in Colorado, please go to the ColoradoRightToLife.org website, print out this. It's right on the homepage. Print out the resolutions and go to your caucus tonight. So introduce the two resolutions below to be voted on. And if they pass, they'll go to your county convention. And these could end up being resolutions for the whole Colorado Republican Party. Then ask to be elected as a delegate to your county convention. And that'll be held soon. And then if you have a personhood petition, ask folks for signatures. If the group is liberal, then only ask to be elected to go to the county caucus. For example, you could say, I'm willing to be a delegate to the county convention. It's actually a county convention. I support, you know, Republican values of small government and low taxes. And so that's where the reporter asked, Will, and how would you answer that? I'll put you on the spot. We're on live radio. There's only thousands of people listening. So a reporter says, she reads all that and she says, well, that sounds deceptive, aren't you? Isn't Colorado Right to Life being deceptive?
Well, Bob, we're in a war here, and the innocent are being killed. Mm. Thousands of innocent kids are being killed every day, and that calls for a strategy. And
that's right.
Jesus told us to be wise as serpents and gentle as doves.
Now, I didn't tell you my answer to her question. That's the same verse I used. I said, Jesus told us to be as wise as serpents and as gentle as doves, and when abortionists are killing children, we need to bring all the wisdom we can to bear to protect them.
Amen.
So that's what it's all about. And then the judiciary crisis resolution is really neat. In fact, I'd like to go over that tomorrow on this show. and then the personhood resolution that the Colorado Republican Party will support the 2008 personhood amendment sponsored by Colorado for Equal Rights to define person to include any human being from the moment of fertilization. So that's what should be on the news today. And they also interviewed someone who's not a spokesman of Colorado Right to Life, who's bringing the personhood amendment petition to a caucus tonight. So it should be a good report. Let's hope and pray.
Yeah, I can't wait to watch.
Yeah. So thank you, Will. There have been articles about your collaborators project in the local papers, yourhub.com, Lakewood, Colorado page had an excellent article with photos. And the Denver Post picked that up. I don't know if you saw that yesterday. The Denver Post had the yourhub.com article about your Super Bowl block party at the White's executive's home in the Denver Post on their website yesterday.
Well, I didn't know that, and I've got some inside information that our Super Bowl party will be in the print edition of the Rocky Mountain News this Thursday.
This Thursday, in 2 days from today. That'll be interesting. And there was a Denver Post reporter at the Super Bowl party who spent an hour interviewing people. So we'll see where that leads. But hey, Will, you know, there has been so much momentum in the fight against child killing in the last year. You've been a key part of that. And you're the general manager here at Bob and Yurt Live. And you came on board how long ago?
2 years ago this month.
2 years ago this month. And what a difference it's made in the outreach of Bob and Yurt Live. So thank you for that.
Hey, you're welcome. Thank you for everything you do.
Well, it's been extraordinary. Now it's our telethon month, February, and we truly need your help. If there is a way for you to make a sacrificial gift to Bob and Yurt Live, whether it's if it's $50 or $100, if it's $500, $1,000, I think there's somebody out there who could write a $5,000 check, even a $10,000 check to Bob and Yurt Live. We need $25,000. It usually doesn't happen that easily.
It could.
But it could. There's people out there who could do it. If you're one of them, whether it's $50, $100, $500, $1,000, we need your help. Please call 1-800-8-NYURT and Maranatha Christian Center. What a great school.
So whether you're in the market for a new kitchen or maybe a bathroom makeover or a new front door, you'll be thrilled with the results and happy to know that 5% of the proceeds will go directly toward keeping Bob on the air with the truth. Maybe you're not sure where to begin but would like a fresh new look to your home. Call Brian and he will personally help you to get the most bang for your home improvement buck. Crown moldings, windows, and door casings do a lot to add value and beautify a home's interior. Hardwood and laminate flooring look great underfoot, and new ceiling fans and chandeliers add that finishing touch. Call Brian Enyart today to see if he can assist you with your next home improvement project, and don't forget to mention that you heard about him on Bob Enyart Live. Estimates are always free, and references are available upon request. Brian's number is 720-641-7033. That's 720-641-7033.